On today's Triangle Sports Tape, we have a quick special episode today. I just want to talk a little college football playoff that's been announced. Teams that got in: Michigan, Washington, Texas, Alabama. As everyone knows by now, Florida State was left off. They basically got screwed over, and that's kind of what we're going to talk about today, just on a very short episode. Felt like that was important enough to do its own episode on. But first, I think the way to get it kicked off is we do have a statement from the desk of Cody James Tart. I believe he was going to read us something he has typed up here, a message on his thoughts.
Yeah, it's a travesty what happened, that Florida State was left out of the college football playoff. And I do have a statement to make that I've written up, and here it is. To the College Football Playoff Committee, after doing some further research, I believe that Florida State getting shafted from the College Football Playoff Final Four is one of, if not the greatest sports travesties of all time. In my humble opinion, every member of the voting committee should be fired and their voting rights rescinded forever. I'm not just talking about college football playoff voting. I'm talking about governmental elections, church budget votes, school board votes, workplace lunch opinion votes, family vacation votes, and the list goes on and on. Any group of people with such poor judgment and character should not be allowed to live in the same manner as the rest of humankind in the same society. And I stand firmly by these statements.
Sounds like the audience approves.
Amen.
Tough to follow up a statement quite like that. I don't have anything bold like that written down, but I was just thinking about maybe starting off with just a little recap of going into the week and what we were looking at. Because we had, we had Michigan undefeated team going into a championship weekend. We had Washington undefeated team. Also, Florida State undefeated team and Georgia undefeated team. And so we went into the weekend, and obviously Bama beat Georgia, so takes down number one. We had Michigan won their conference championship. Washington beat Oregon in their conference championship. And we obviously, Florida State also winning their conference championship. And a little asterisk on that, because we do know that their starting QB got hurt and was going to be out for the end of the season anyway. But also, another thing to note about that, side note, but they had their third string QB actually playing, because their backup was actually hurt too. So they beat Louisville with their third string QB, who their backup would also be back next game. But everything goes quiet that evening. And then going into the night, I think everybody kind of felt like, I mean, it was going to be a toss-up between Georgia and Bama, because obviously Georgia got beat. But everyone kind of felt like all three of the other teams were locks, because they won their conference championship and they're all in the undefeated Power 5 schools. Well, little did we know, we wake up on Sunday to find out Florida State gets the axe. They don't make it, and pandemonium ensues. And now that's what we got to talk about. So curious what you, I have lots of thoughts, but Carson, you haven't said anything yet. Let's curious to hear what you have to say on it.
Yeah, I don't have much. I do think Florida State got screwed over. One thing I've heard that to me makes no sense is people being like, well, they don't have their starting quarterback, so they shouldn't be allowed to be in the playoff for that reason. To me, that makes no sense at all, that you're going to use an injury to like punish an entire team. I get what people are saying when they're like, if Florida State did get into the playoff, they'd probably get crushed in their first game. Yeah, that probably is true, but I still say they earned the right to be in there. I don't think it should be, you know, people saying, oh, well, we're looking at this team and they don't look that good, so we don't want them to get in. Like, no, they proved that they earned a spot by winning every single game and winning their conference championship. So to me, I've never understood that argument. I do get that, like, right now, if Alabama and Florida State played a game against each other, yes, absolutely, Alabama would be favored and they should, you know, more than likely would win. But I don't think you use that to determine who gets in. You have to determine who gets in based on what they did during the season. win-loss record, strength of schedule, stuff like that. I mean, that's pretty much the gist of everything that I wanted to say about this. So I guess I'll leave it at that. I do agree that right now Alabama is a better team, but I think you have to earn your way there. They lost the game. Florida State did not lose a game. And, you know, Florida State got shafted. They're pissed about it. I think this might be the beginning of the end for the ACC, unfortunately. That's kind of a whole other conversation that maybe we'll have another day, but yeah, those are my thoughts on it.
Well, I have to ask you guys this question because I was seeing some stuff popping up after the fact. I think it's only natural for questions like this to pop up when you see such an absurd decision made as this, but do you guys think that there was some kind of off-the-field influence that impacted the decision from the committee to put Bama in over Florida State? And I'll ask that question and then I'll follow up with some data.
I think there definitely could be. Everyone knows the SEC, I don't have any numbers to back this up, but everyone knows the SEC is the conference in college football. They're the ones that bring in the money. They have some TV deals with ESPN. So yeah, I mean, I think the conspiracy theories some people are throwing out there are definitely could be backed up, and I think there definitely could be something like that going on in the background that influenced this decision.
What do you think, Cody?
Well, it's, I don't know. It's, I hate to say it, there's some conspiracy going on, but what's interesting, I don't understand how they can leave them out just based off of losing their starting quarterback, because we've seen a history of backup quarterbacks winning national championships. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not unheard of, especially Florida State had a really good defense. I mean, I think, wasn't it just a couple years ago that Alabama had Jalen Hurts as the starting quarterback and he was injured or not doing well, and Tua Tagovailoa came in and won it, and then a few years ago when Ohio State won it, they had the...
That's right. That's what I was going to mention, because that was...
Cardale Jones or whatever.
Cardale Jones is like the third...
Yeah, he was the third string quarterback. And JT Barrett and... I can't remember the other guy that got hurt.
Yeah, I forget.
But he was third string, won the national championship. So it's not unheard of for a backup quarterback to win a national championship, especially when you've got a good defense and other good players around you. That definitely lends itself more towards some sort of conspiracy or reasoning behind it, because it's not, there just doesn't seem to be any real logic for leaving them out.
I was going to bring up the point that Carson just said. I was doing a lot of research on Twitter about it. And, I mean, you guys know on Twitter, some stuff's reliable, some stuff's not. And I try to pull stuff from accounts that seem to be reliable most of the time. But there are lots of accounts tweeting about ESPN's exclusive rights deal with the SEC. And, you know, also the fact that ESPN broadcasts the committee rankings every year. So the SEC, the committee, and ESPN all kind of have that, you know, I don't want to say gentleman's agreement, but they make money together, so they want to do what's going to be best for them. And I hate to say it, but every decisions are always driven by money, and especially the way that the college football playoff is. I mean, as far as college football goes, and I mean, it's just college sports in general, it's probably one of the largest viewed sporting events of college sports are those three games. I mean, you got other national championship games, but this is obviously a huge deal. So I think money did have something to do with it. And I think just the fact that there's an argument there that either one should get in kind of opened the door for the potential for something to be swayed in favor of a receiving party like ESPN and the SEC and all that. So,
yeah, it's definitely disappointing. I can't imagine how frustrated the Florida State program has to be.
Oh, yeah, if I were a Florida State fan, I would be pissed about that, because, I mean, even people who aren't Florida State fans, they still are kind of mad about it. And, yeah, I mean, like you were saying, Mitchell, there's probably some kind of money and some kind of something in the background involved with this decision. Unfortunately, you know, sports and politics aren't two complete separate things anymore. This stuff, you know, politics does influence sports and stuff like that. So I wouldn't be surprised if there was some kind of funny business going on with that.
So I've got another interesting look from the situation too. And I sent this tweet to you guys in a text, but I want to read it to the viewers because I think this is really interesting. And I think it could probably be fact checked for truth, but I think there's probably at least some truth to it. It's talking about Saturday night after the games, just after the games finished, the odds for FSU to make the playoffs was -600, or about 85%. And then, so that kind of shows that Vegas was a near lock to make it. Vegas shows that the Noles were a near lock to make it. Alabama was at +180, so about 35% chance. But then through the night, stuff started to get weird when right before the ESPN show, that late night, the odds drastically swung. FSU and Bama were both a near 50% chance at -110 odds. So nothing happens on the field during that time frame from when the game's in to the late night. I think it was like the 12 a.m. show. Mm-hmm. So you got a couple hours in there. But this tweet goes on to talk about how a lot of people inside of ESPN were putting bets on Alabama to get in. Like, did they have some swing there to impact the Vegas odds? Like, they knew it was going to happen, so they put all their money on Bama getting in so they get a little paycheck when, you know, it hit. I mean, just something to think about. I'm not saying it's for sure true, but it's definitely kind of sus.
Yeah, definitely. That, to me, sounds like insider trading. That's definitely something to raise an eyebrow about, for sure.
Well, and I think, too, you know, Vegas runs odds for every matchup and sees what will generate, you know, closest matchups, best money. And I'm sure a lot of that played into it. It's interesting how sports betting has affected outcomes of games. Not necessarily in that it changes outcomes, but, you know, it affects kind of everybody's outlook on athletic events now, because there's odds on everything. There's, you know, everything is based off of what Vegas makes money-wise as the legalization and, you know, popularity of sports betting kind of comes back. But I know, you know, the college football playoffs, it seems like, were picked more based off of what Vegas projected would make the closest games and the best money rather than who's most deserving of a spot in the playoff.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to look at it. I think that's probably true. I have one more thought. And this something I texted our group chat right after the day after this happened. I think it was 2 days after this happened. But my whole problem with the situation is Florida State couldn't do anything else. They couldn't have done anything any better than they did. They won every single game that they were given. And, yeah, I mean, you can look at points difference and stuff like that. But if you win the game, you win the game. When you're a kid, you're taught is to win the game, and you're always taught that from the time you're a kid all the way up through if you make it into the pros. And you look at it from that perspective, FSU did everything they could. They won, but Bama didn't do everything they could. They lost the game, not to mention a couple games in the middle of the season where they barely squeaked it out. And I know like that win against Auburn, and I think there was another game that they barely squeaked it out. So if you're going to take a look at, I think you got to take a look at the whole perspective through the whole season. You can't just look at the last game of the season. FSU did everything they could and Bama didn't. I don't think it's fair to FSU, but that's what I got.
Well, it's just like in life. I mean, Mitchell, you're in sales. I'm in sales. Carson, you're in insurance. But, you know, from a sales perspective, let's just say there's some random sales promotion. I know there's not really a lot of sales promotions out there. You just sell and sell and sell. But if you hit your goal 12 months out of 12 months, and then Joe from the next cubicle over misses it one of his months, but then he gets promoted even though he hasn't, like, blown it out any more so than you the other 11 months, then it, you know, you'd be scratching your head and would probably be looking for another job. And, you know, just in life, it's not just in sports, but in life, you expect that the best performers get the greater opportunities. And it's a real shame that, you know, for all these kids, the program, the coaches, everybody involved, that they did everything expected of them plus some. They won everything they could possibly win. And basically they were shunned out of what they earned on the basis of what, you know, a bunch of people thought may or may not happen.
Regardless of that, I still am excited about the college football playoff coming up. I do think really you have four teams that I wouldn't be shocked at any of them winning at all, but it will feel a little bit weird watching it and knowing that, you know, Florida State probably should be in there. But I also think this is more a reason to get the playoff expanded, which another thing that kind of sucks for Florida State is next year it's going to be expanded to 12 teams. So, like, they just missed out on that by a year. So, anyways, I guess that's that for this episode. We appreciate everybody tuning in, and I hope everyone has a great rest of their week.